Welcome to another edition of Insurance Questions Podcast. This is actually Insurance Questions Podcast 65. But on Tuesdays, what is it on Tuesday? It's episode 3 of Sarah. What is it?
Tax Questions Podcast? Did I say that right?
It's a question. This is your show, kid. I'm just going to introduce you and sit back and make faces at you.
When is that different from any other podcast that we've done?
That's true.
If everybody notices, there's a little bit different setup today. We are using a new provider to tape our podcast. We have teamed up with Roomy. It's not Rummy, Don, even though you said that. You know, it's not Rummy. R-U-M-I, but it's a, you get your head out of the gutter, Donnie Lowe. You know, because you know a guy, all right?
I thought we'd get a free bottle of rum every time we broadcast something.
So what's really cool about it is that not only I think the quality is a little bit better, it's easier to use, and we are going to have AI watching everything we do, meaning not only are we going to have a transcript of the show that'll be available on Patreon for our listeners, but we'll also have really nice synopsises. Is that like Snuffleupagus? Synopsis. Isn't that Big Bird's friend? Synopsis.
Sure. Yes. Mm-hmm. The big elephant. Yeah.
It'll give you a nice synopsis of the show when we're posting thing, whether it's on one of our audio sites or one of our video sites. Because, once again, let's get some house cleaning done. The views and what are the views and what? The opinions by Sassy Sarah, Donnie Lowe, and Eddie Buffalo are purely for entertainment purposes. There we go.
Thank you.
So I'm going to shut up because, ladies and gentlemen, the hostess with the mostest, the sassiest of all, Sassy Sarah. Woo!
And also like, subscribe, follow, do all the things on all the places.
The more
you guys like and subscribe and comment, if you can comment, because it depends on which platform you're on, the more we're going to be able to provide you better content and better things. Like, for example, Roomy reached out. They're an amazing. So far, everything looks amazing. You'll hear from me. I'm not a fan of AI. I think it's going to take over the world. I like to have the whole Matrix.
You hear that, Sean? Because I know you're watching.
I'm just saying, I grew up with the Matrix and all those weird conspiracies and Terminator and stuff like that. You know, that's just how my mind works. But anyways, it's still great. Like, it'll give you synopsis of the conversations. As you're going through it, and then at the end, it's amazing.
It's, you know, it's funny. I had a meeting with Sean this morning, and as we were having the meeting, it's just auto-populating what we've been talking about, like every few minutes.
It's scary.
Like, according to this, I don't know if you guys can see it on your side, but it says AI doesn't start until we're like 3 minutes in.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of interesting. Yeah. But, okay, I'm done. Sarah has a fantastic subject she wants to talk about.
Yes.
Sounds good.
Because I'm a nerd, I'm going to throw in some history in it. And I've had enough coffee that I actually have energy this morning. So February 3rd, 1913, the 16th Amendment was created. And I'm going into this. Give me a moment.
How old were you then? How old were you then? 20-something?
I was old enough to be enforced by the 16th Amendment because I know what that amendment is.
Oh,
whatever. For those who don't know, it basically allows Congress to enact the income tax, and they don't really, I'm summarizing it a whole heck of a lot, but basically they don't have to determine it based on population. And that's kind of where everything started. And the reason I wanted to start with that is because it led to Al Capone actually being captured and convicted on 11 counts of tax evasion. So the premise of this show, because again, I'm a big nerd.
I'm a cheat on your taxes.
You have to report all income, even on illegal activity.
How now, is that even a thing?
Because it's a thing. It's the IRS. They want their share. Like, just because it's illegal, they don't care. So here's the thing, though, but you also have to think about it. Marijuana sales. Some states see it as legal. Others don't, but it's still classified illegal at the federal level. They still have to report those sales. But if you supposedly, I'm not telling you to go steal cars or do illegal activity, but if you were to steal a car, sell it, get money for it, or any other activity that is against the law, you're supposed to report that income. And there is actually a spot where it's called other income, and you don't have to go into detail.
Interesting. So basically, if I was a private dancer, a dancer for money, I would have to report that?
Private dancers aren't illegal unless you're doing other things than dancing. I'm just...
hey, whatever happens, happens, you know?
Let's not go there. Let's not.
No, we're not. I shouldn't have even commented. I know the rabbit hole he's going to end up going into.
So a quick question.
Like and subscribe if you want to hear more about private dancing.
No. We might save that for a Patreon thing that you can just make all these kind of jokes for. We're not going to subject the normal public. Stop it.
So if I go to the casino and I win $10,000. Mm-hmm. That's something that I have to report as other income.
Well, that's actually, gambling is completely different. And yes, you do have to report the income if you win and if you lose. So that, let's say you go, I actually have a few clients, they love going to the casino. Let's say you go win $1 million and you lose $2 million. You can only write off the $1 million in loss that covers how much you won. So it doesn't really help you there. If you love to gamble, I say gamble. Just don't lose your house in the process or destroy your life. But just if you, I mean, it's up to you. I'm just telling you, don't go down that horrible. But I've seen some people, they just love to gamble. And I see the numbers come across and I'm like, you did really well. Something else is to think about is different states like Oklahoma. You have to pay the state tax. So if you do gamble, also have the taxes come out, federal and state. Otherwise, you have to pay it at tax time, and you're not going to like those, depending on how much you win.
Sure.
Can I ask you about something, Sarah, and I haven't thought about this in a while. When I was back home, I was a big supporter of the University of Buffalo, the Division I sports program. Mm-hmm. One of my best friends, Nick Moyes, is actually the head trainer for the football team. And me and Allison, my daughter, went to a doubleheader. And what it was the opening of, I think it was the opening of the basketball season. And then right after that, football game. And usually they have a 50-50. You've seen that at sporting events and that. And
sure.
Well, Donnie knows. Come on, Donnie knows it. So they combined the thing. And your buddy Eddie Buffalo won $8,600.
Awesome.
So when
Tell me what year. Do not incriminate yourself.
I just want to say, it was a really weird form they gave me, Sarah. They said it was the same type of tax form they use for like bingo winnings and like stuff at churches and that. So what exactly is that? And what is the limit on that that you have to declare it?
There is no limit. If you win anything and you, even if you don't get that form, I think it's a 1099-G for gambling. If you don't get the form, you still have to report it.
That's interesting.
Because what happens is wherever you're playing, if it's legal, like if you're doing backdoor poker games, they may not put that information in there. I'm telling you, it would be best to do that so you don't go down like Al Capone, depending on how much you gamble. But they have to report it, like a casino or racetracks, if you love the horses, whatever the case may be, they report it to the federal government and to the state government. So you still have to keep track of everything. Typically, if you don't get that special form, or they only provide it for winnings, they don't provide it if you lose, you have to go and say, hey, this is on my account. I want to see all my winnings and losing for this year. And then you provide that to your accountant to put onto the return.
So let me wrap my head around this, okay? I do something illegal. I have a windfall of $20,000 from doing something illegal. I claim it, and then I get arrested for doing that illegal thing. Can I say, hey, it must be okay because I paid my taxes on it? Yeah.
So you don't, if you're doing illegal activity, we'll use marijuana sales because, like I said, that's split between legal and illegal depending on where you're at. And for the record, Al Capone went down for bootlegging. So just, we're going to pick something that's legal and not legal at the same time. Basically, you can say, hey, I made this much in sales and paying in taxes, but you don't specify like I'm doing marijuana sales in XYZ because technically at the federal level, it's illegal and you can be raided and the government take all your stuff. Will they? Chances are no, because they're trying to fix it at the federal level, but that's just, and that's another reason they were looking into the Zelle payments with the $600 if it's over that amount, because they know a lot of people are skirting tracking that income and actually reporting it because, oh yeah, no, I just sent my friend $1,200. Nobody's sending friends $1,200. Like, there's an exchange in something, whether it's pet sitting services, daycare services, et cetera.
Well, in that regard, as an example, for I play tennis and we've got like a big group of guys. Yeah.
Tennis.
Just hear me out here. Oh my goodness.
So
we've got like a manager, somebody, like he says he's the manager. So he coordinates all the guys that are going to play, the schedule, and the payments that we would pay to the club. But what we do is we Venmo or Zelle our whatever it's going to cost us to play for the season to one person, and then they submit one payment to the club. So we're not you know, paying him personally for anything. It's just to organize it, and then he sends those monies to right to the club.
Right. So in that kind of a situation, it's, you have to prove to the IRS no one's keeping that income. And that's essentially what they're looking for, which is why a lot of accountants say keep your receipts if you run a business. Because I know a lot of people, they're, I'm not going to keep receipts. I'm going to show my bank statement or my credit card statement. But if you do that, you can open yourself up for more questions, which is why we always say get a receipt. A receipt is, hey, what is this charge? This is the charge. They don't go further from that. But if you provide a bank statement, oh, here's the charge. Oh, wait, there's a charge here. What's that all about?
Where's that income from?
Yeah. So as long as you can say, hey, we're sending this money, he's sending it here, they will start looking into your friend. But as long as he can show where he's sending the money, it closes it really quick. And I just want to say, I, on the right-hand side of my
snitches,
screen,
yes.
I have the AI feed. And
are you watching it too?
I'm watching it. It's amazing. So like, for example, it gave me an update on Insight. Gambling winnings must be reported for tax purposes, regardless if a form is received covering both federal and state obligations. See, I can do the voice too. That's pretty cool.
Do you hear Sean? She's a convert, Sean. We're good. We got her.
Yeah, it's really awesome. I think this is cool because it provides insight as well as catch up. So catch up is at the very beginning, and I'm using this because Rumi is going to be hopefully a sponsor, and they have such cool things. So in this podcast episode, the host introduced a new collaboration with Rumi for improved podcast quality and AI features, including transcripts and summaries for Patreon listeners. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I think that's really freaking awesome. So
that's language. Gosh darn it. So, okay, so you guys think I just sit here and do nothing. I start thinking of weird things. Okay, so when Donnie has his back room poker rooms back in Williamsville, and his buy-in is a brick of gold, okay? And he goes and he takes in all these bricks of gold. Does he got a, how do you claim gold on your taxes?
Gold has a monetary value. And it would be the same way as if it was cash.
What if it's just
the same way as Bitcoin, the same way as stocks and bonds when it's sold? It's, you'd still figure it out.
It's like back in the day when your mom and dad were running numbers back in Williamsville. Did they claim taxes on it, Danny?
Don't answer that.
I know not of what you speak.
So just for people to know, the IRS will go back and audit records typically 3 years, typically. If they think that there's fraud, they can go back indefinitely. Usually it's not more than six. It just depends on how ingrained they think the fraud is. So even joking wise, I would say just plead the fifth and not say anything, Donnie. Don't go into that.
Smart. You know, don't say nothing. You don't say nothing, Donnie. You keep your mouth shut, all right?
Nothing. Although we're not providing legal, insurance, or tax advice. This is for entertainment purposes only.
You and your lord, what you got to do is ride.
Consult your attorney for legal advice and your accountant for accounting advice.
Yes.
If you want to stash some cash, you go see Donnie Lowe. He'll take care of you.
Oh, my goodness.
I had a guy I used to work with used to say that all the time. I'm like, no, you can't say that. Oh, my gosh. I don't see anything about the gold yet, Sarah. Are you still reading it, too?
It hasn't come up yet.
We get updates every like 3 minutes, I think. So it's pretty cool.
It seems like that.
Yeah, and so, it gives you the markers of the time of when it started.
Working.
So freaking awesome. So freaking awesome.
So we got anything else you want to talk about? Donnie?
I do have another one.
Let's hear it.
Okay. So this goes back into the original podcast. And basically, everything is built off of the tax code the IRS has, and then it's backed up by case law. So you'll get differing opinions depending on how that case law is done. You can also pay to get something called it's a personal letter from the IRS saying, hey, this is what I want to do. And they'll go through the case law and tell you if it's approved or not. Thousands of dollars to do. It's very expensive. But if you're ever questioning if something is the legal route, you can get that judgment from the IRS. And then if you're audited, that was not what I wanted to talk about, but that's just interesting fact. And I wanted to talk about in 1961.
Keep on task, sis. Keep on task.
Because that's a really cool fact that not a lot of people know, that the IRS will actually tell you if something's capable of doing it.
No, it's a battle. Sarah stuff.
No, in 1961, there's case law, James versus United States, that actually made it to where embezzlers are required to include their ill-gotten gains.
This is
insane. So if you embezzle money, you have to report it on your IRS, on your tax return.
It's
mind-boggling. It's hilarious.
$100,000, as long as I, you know, Jesus is okay, as long as I, you know, claimed it. That doesn't make any sense. I know.
You would think that they could use it against you, but you don't have to report where you got the money. You just say, hey, I got the money.
I got the money. I've heard Donnie Lowe say that. Hey,
got the money. Ironically, Sarah, there's a case in Buffalo. He's on a roll today. There's a case in Buffalo where this woman.
Name names, Donnie. I'm serious.
No, this woman was accused of embezzling like hundreds of thousands of dollars from
over a short period of time.
A church, a medical office in Buffalo, a medical office in Rochester. And she just went on like elaborate spending sprees, taking friends on cruises, going gambling. And
is that why you had all the money to go to Florida?
And she fled the area and they found her. And I think in one of the Carolinas.
So it is not uncommon for that to happen, especially in the nonprofit world. I've actually worked for a nonprofit. I'm not going to name the nonprofit, where the president was using the personal, like so much, he was abusing his ability of being president. And they actually had him removed from that. But there was one job. Oh my God, it was hilarious. Not going to name that job either. But we had the U.S. Marshals come and arrest him, because he had a warrant that was sealed for stealing money from a company in California. Like he already had that done. And they sealed it so when they ran a background check, it wouldn't show up and he'd get hired. The thing is he was there for like 5-6 months and he was stealing money. When he processed payroll, he would go into the file before sending it to the bank and change the numbers. It would have been caught tax time and reconciliations, which is why a lot of places, even small companies, need to put checks and balances in place to make sure one person doesn't go over all the money. For example, he did the reporting, he did the financial statements, he did the payroll. So that's one place. And then you can catch embezzling before it gets to the $100,000 mark. And most business insurances also have that feature. The problem is then you don't get as much money. Then you have to go through the court system to get the rest of your money through restitution if that person can pay.
I wish our listeners could see what we can see. Did you look in the bottom, Sarah? It actually talks about the James versus United States case that you were talking about. That's just well, educational now. Let me tell you what.
Oh, yes. All my years during the 2020s where I taught in introductory accounting classes. I hate learning stuff when I'm forced to learn stuff, but I love learning stuff when it interests me.
Well, I'm 100%. Like, I've even talked to you and Donnie about this. If it's something that you guys want me to do, and I'm like, and I don't really want to do it, I don't do it. But if it's something that I really like, I'm going to do it right away.
Yes. Do you want to work today? Nah, not really.
Yeah, not really, Donnie.
You know, since getting back from vacation, I'm like that. And I told Robin, I was like, I think I need a few months off. Like, I'm just tired.
Well, I got to tell you, Sarah's usually a chipper person, and she's always got 10 million stories to tell me. The past 2 days, it's like, how you doing? She's a tired girl.
I am. So I had to go to, this is my secret. I used to go to Starbucks and get a really strong coffee. There's this new coffee place. Eddie, you need to reach out and see if they want to do a sponsorship. It's called Butter Bros.
I don't like the coffee.
No. I get this one. It's called 911. I only get it when I'm super tired. It is 6 espresso shots. I do not drink it in one day or one sitting. It lasts me multiple days because that's a lot of freaking coffee. Wow. But I sip on it and you feel the instant.
Sarah, are you looking at the bottom of the screen what it says?
I am. That's awesome.
That's incredible. It's
Sarah McCutcheonAdvisory.com. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So we got a bunch of exciting things to talk about tomorrow. So make sure everybody tunes in. This has been a really interesting show. And thank you, both of you, for being patient with this new technology. I think it's going to be fantastic. I think our listeners are really going to like the extra content. We'll be able to, what did you do?
I did a laughing emoji. How cool is that? So just for the listeners to know, Donnie and Eddie were playing with this before. I, of course, wait until I'm on screen.
And Donnie, look at his background. Where are you right now? You're redoing your basement? That's what it looks like.
I'm in my home office.
So we tried to do like a background for whatever reason. Oh, there goes Sarah. Now you're like half your head's disappearing though.
I know. I want to know what is the beauty filter. They were playing with that before.
Sarah, you don't need a beauty filter. You're beautiful.
I do not. That's why I'm always number one when you put
stuff. You look pretty sexy today, Donnie, I got to say.
I will say the one thing that Roomy can do is when you're looking at the virtual backgrounds, if it can move off to the side to where you can see your photo and you can see the different backgrounds. That's my only idea. Other than that, this thing.
Hear that, Sean? She didn't like yet, but now she likes it and she's asking for stuff. See how it goes?
I'm asking for stuff. Welcome I'm very
to
demanding.
The world, Sean. Welcome to my world.
I think we're on our time limit.
We are going to wrap this up for Donnie Lowe, Sassy Sarah. I'm your buddy Eddie Buffalo. Thank you for tuning in to episode 3 of Tax Questions Podcast. And what do they need to do, Sarah?
Like, subscribe, follow, do all the things, all the things.
So, and please just tune in tomorrow for episode 66. What's our topic tomorrow, Donnie? We got to do part 2 of our one from last week. Do you remember what we were talking about? Does anybody pay attention?
Annuities?
I never pay attention.
No. Remember Sarah was our customer?
Oh, yes. That's right.
Backfinder, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm going to find really funny is if the... Hold on. So I'm going to find it really funny because I just said underneath my breath that I never pay attention and I want to see it come out on the AI feed. Sarah never pays attention.
Right, talking about your Dutch brothers right up there. The 911.
Sarah, it came up about 10 minutes ago that you never pay attention. It already pre-thought what you were thinking.
Oh, man.
Ahead already. All right, we're out of here, guys. Thanks again, everybody, for and once again, like we always say, if you enjoy working with people that are just like you, we're the ones to come to. You can reach us all at www.ebiagency.com. You'll find the partner page where Sassy Sarah's McCutcheon Advisory is there right up top. And Donnie Lowe, you going to stay out of jail today?
I'm going to try. After,
this wasn't a to-do list for you. It's what? Not to do. All right, everybody. Stay safe out there until we meet again. Take care.
Ciao.
I don't know if I'm turning it off. Hang on.